We're until top of the hour. Thank you very much for being with us here on this Thursday. All right, we have a special appearance on this Thursday of our good friend Wiley Ballard from the Georgia Tech Radio Network, who joins us now to talk about Georgia Tech and the game coming up against Virginia. Good afternoon, Wiley. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. I appreciate the late audible and moving some things around, talking to the powers that be, and being willing to get me on this Thursday afternoon.
Absolutely. We're always glad to have you on. Let's first look back on the game last week, the 10-point loss to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has a very good defense and the best rushing defense in the ACC, so not surprising that it was a tough game for Georgia Tech considering their offensive issues, but Tech played them tough again.
Yeah, I mean, not surprising, most certainly, but definitely frustrating. I think this is a group that had some good confidence after what they were able to accomplish in Miami, picking up that win, and Jordan Mason rushing for 100 yards in two consecutive games. But like you said, Pitt, they're one of the better rush defenses in the country. You know, and I think what probably is most frustrating, at least from where I sit, is it seemed like Lucas Johnson was in a position where he was finding his rhythm there in the third quarter, and then, you know, quite literally adding insult to injury on that fumble at the goal line. Not only does that change the entire game from being potentially tied to now all of a sudden having to fight just to keep it a 10-point game or keep it within reach and give the defense some credit, they were able to survive for that 80-yard fumble return. But Lucas goes down, is hurt, and the James Graham, for whatever reason, just didn't have it on Saturday afternoon, overshooting one pass, leaving the other one 5 yards short. So I think offensively, it's still frustrating, and, you know, you want to give Pitt credit, and they deserve it. But, you know, I think most of the Yellow Jackets, like, they could have put together a better outing offensively. Defensively, of course, it was a different story.
I think most people were hoping that James Graham would be left alone a little bit, but was it to the point, Wiley, where he was struggling, where he did not need to be out there?
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, they're still trying to win the game. You know, I mean, it's a 17-7 game at half. Georgia Tech, we've seen them put together better second halves in the past. Carolina and Duke come to mind. The problem with those games is it was already kind of out of hand, whereas I think they sat there at halftime and thought, Lucas has shown us some things in practice. We're struggling with James right now, save that one home run pass he hit to Amarian Brown. And it's a 10-point game. This is still up for grabs. Love the way our defense is playing. Let's try and win this thing. They feel like Lucas gave him the best chance to do that, and I think they proved to be right there, especially on that drive, taking them down to the goal line. And then, you know, anytime you have a fumble inside the one, that's going to hurt, but especially when you lose your quarterback for the rest of the afternoon in the process.
So what's Johnson's status?
Yeah, it's kind of the status, of, or at least the status we've gotten from on every injury this year. If they're not out for the season, mum is kind of the word. So, you know, if I had to guess, you know, I mean, he wasn't on crutches or anything walking out. It was an apparent upper body injury, but they have kept it awfully tight-lipped coming out of practice. And, you know, I don't expect that to change until either right before game time or maybe even in game time.
So just not sure who is going to start. How do you think Graham will react to having a tough game and being sat on the bench like that, even though he did have to come back?
Well, I think he's a resilient kid. You know, I mean, he's, you know, down from South Florida and Fitzgerald, where he had a lot of success. And, you know, this isn't the first time he's been taken out of a game before. I mean, we've seen, especially there in September, kind of rotating quarterbacks, which I know wasn't the case the last couple weeks, having settled on Graham. But, you know, I think he's a pretty thick-skinned kid. And, you know, I've seen him on the sideline a number of times this year, you know, at the Carolina game comes to mind. I believe it was Carolina, where he missed a pass to Jalen Camp, or I didn't take your part, as Malachi Carter earlier in the game, and he's pretty frustrated, but, you know, came back and said, hey, you know, we're going to get the next one. Lo and behold, the second half of that game, he hit Malachi Carter on the same throw. So he's showing some resiliency to me, and I think Dave Patenaude and Kerry Dixon, especially on the sideline, as Patenaude's up in the press box, but Kerry Dixon's done a nice job of talking to him and keeping his spirits up.
Wiley Ballard is our guest from the Georgia Tech Radio Network. Excuse me. Wiley, the number of freshmen and sophomores, I saw a report reading about it, and it's right at 70% of the snaps that are being played by these young players. That's when you really get into the development and just how this game experience even if it's not a good experience as far as the score, but the experience of being out there with that third deck on the stadium, for lack of a better term, has just got to be the key for these players and for this program moving forward. Don't you agree?
100%. And, Bill, honestly, I think we're going to look back at this season and just go kind of wow. I mean, all in 1 year, they've gone from triple option to a more standard offense. They've got a team that has basically lost three of their starting offensive linemen from a year ago when you factor in the transfer of Parker Brown, the injuries to Jahazel Lee and Kenny Cooper. And keep in mind, Connor Hanson hasn't been 100% all year. And so you're changing offenses, you're changing languages with a coaching staff, and you've also done it while having to run out 70% of freshmen and sophomores, taking the snaps. So I think any one of those things could really make one season extremely challenging. When you mix it all in this year, I think that's kind of where we've been. You know, it's a 2-6 record just because the confluence of all those factors. It's tough to win when any one of those things are going on. Having to replace that many offensive linemen, having to bring in a new coaching staff, having to change offensive scheme. And on top of that, you're playing a bunch of young players who haven't played in a college football game for some of them in their lives. So, you know, I think all of those factors, I think we're going to look back and say, man, just about everything went against Georgia Tech that year, or at least things were very challenging that year.
Well, there's no doubt that it makes it difficult for the present, but the future obviously is what is so important to this football program. Mm-hmm. Now the game against Virginia, and look, they're having a very good year. They're kind of the favorites in the ACC Coastal. They've got a quarterback who is very dangerous in Bryce Perkins. I mean, this defense for Tech is going to be challenged with Perkins this week, aren't they?
They are, 100%. I mean, he's dual threat, and I mean that in the truest sense of the word, is he can run, ripped off a 65-yard touchdown run on a pass play last week against North Carolina, and he can throw it. And one of the mind-boggling stats to me, Bill, or at least maybe not mind-boggling, but certainly unusual, is that they lead the ACC in time of possession despite being dead last in the ACC in rushing yards per game. That really stuck out to me because those two normally go hand in hand. In this case, there's sort of an inverse relationship. But if there's one sign of hope for Tech's defense, aside from the secondary being a strength, it's that Virginia has struggled to protect Bryce Perkins. If there's a weak link on their team, it's their offensive line. Similar to what we said about Miami going into that game, we felt like Miami's defense was pretty good. Their offense had some playmakers, but they struggled to protect the quarterback. I think it could be a similar story this week. And I also think Tech and defensive coordinator Andrew Thacker are going to have no problem sending pressure and blitzing, knowing they've got a back level with the secondary that they can trust. So I think if they're able to at least contain Perkins, they can do a lot and try and make him one-dimensional, make him throw the ball, although he is very good at that as well.
How has the pass rush been this year overall for Tech?
It hasn't been great, but to be fair, this is a program that has struggled with that pretty significantly over the last 5 years. I mean, I think if you look at the second half of Coach Paul Johnson's tenure, they were near the bottom of the league year in, year out in tackles for loss and sacks. And if you want to tell me the one of the biggest problems Tech football has had really in this decade, or at least the second half of it, has been the pass rush. So I think it's been better. But losing Chico Bennett doesn't help you. Antoine Owens having to leave the field last week in crutches doesn't help you. But I think one young man, Kelton Dawson, has gotten a lot better. He's earned a lot of praise from the coaching staff. He had a phenomenal game. I want to say it was 3 weeks ago against North Carolina. It was either North Carolina or Duke. I've got to go back and check. But he's really shown some great strides. And I spoke with Marco Coleman about that, and he said that the most telling sign of improvement from Kelton Dawson has been that for Marco Coleman, he hasn't had to do nearly as much teaching with Kelton during practice or as much motivating. He brings it every day, and that is something where I think, you know, guys like Kelton Dawson and Jamin Brooks have done a real nice job.
We'll see what happens Saturday at 12:30 on the ACC Network and on the Georgia Tech Radio Network with Wiley Ballard leading the broadcast from the field. Wiley, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll check back with you again next week.
Yeah, you know, this time next week, but we're talking high school football playoffs, man. Can't wait.
Absolutely. It's here, no doubt. Thank you, Wiley.